Welcome to this podcast about Cassiar Cannery and the Skeena River in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Cassiar is a historic salmon cannery on the northern shore of Inverness Passage at the mouth of the Skeena River, about 67 miles southwest of Terrace and 11 miles southeast of Prince Rupert, British Columbia. The name derives from the surrounding Cassiar Mining District and Cassiar Mountains, originally from Kaska, the Kaska Dena First Nation name for this region. The Skeena River is one of the world's longest undammed rivers. It originates in the coastal mountains and flows 354 miles, draining a watershed of 13.4 million acres. Water from the Skeena enters Chatham Sound through several channels. Approximately 75% flows equally through Marcus Passage and Telegraph Passage, while the remaining 25% flows through Inverness Passage between the Tisimpsian Peninsula to the north and Smith Island to the south. The Tsimshian Peninsula is mostly underlain by metamorphic and igneous intrusive rocks. At Cassiar Cannery, bedrock consists of metasedimentary schists that developed during the Paleozoic and early Mesozoic eras, about 500 million to 200 million years ago. The archaeological record from this area spans at least 5,000 years across three cultural traditions. The earliest occupation, from 3000 BC to 1500 BC, is characterized by shallow midden accumulations containing barbed harpoons, adze blades, points, bone wedges and chisels, canine tooth pendants, beaver incisors, bird bone tubes and beads, and bone awls. From about 1500 BC to 500 AD, rapid midden buildup reflects larger villages with bigger houses and substantial population growth. During this period, ground slate points occur abundantly alongside ornamental artifacts such as labrets and red ochre pigment balls, plus groundstone tools. The first trade items appear, including obsidian, amber, and dentalia shells. From 500 AD to the early 1800s, house pit size and associated materials reflect ranked village structures. Archaeological excavations have yielded art depicting various animals, bone and stone tools, and personal objects such as combs and pins. In 1876, the first salmon cannery on the Skeena River was built at Inverness, about 3 miles northwest of Cassiar. The industry grew quickly. In 1889, Alfred E. Green purchased property and built a cannery on Inverness Passage. In 1903, he sold it to the Cassiar Packing Company. By 1905, 12 canneries were operating near the river's mouth. The Skeena River canneries were essentially self-sufficient small towns. Cassiar had a store, doctor's office, cookhouses, machine shops, bunkhouses, manager's houses, blacksmiths, shipwrights, net lofts, canning and processing equipment, and power production. The fishing industry operated internally without money. Tokens or charges for food, nets, and fuel were levied against personal accounts and debited from paychecks. In 1914, the Grand Trunk Railroad connected the Skeena canneries to Prince Rupert. Beginning in the 1920s, the number of canneries began to decline. Cassiar Cannery was the last operating salmon cannery on the Skeena River. It went out of business on Labor Day weekend 1983. Today, the cannery no longer processes salmon, but the facility is supported by boat repairs and restorations, tourism, reclamation of red cedar and spruce from salvaged logs, and estuarine research. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.